Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله For the viewers of Madani Channel, there are many blessings and virtues in sending salawat upon the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated, Man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra, that he who recites salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bestow 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu alil habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But if it was, I welcome you back to another episode of our series In the Footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Yes, within this series we learn about the biography, the life, some of the events that transpired during the blessed life of the greatest of all creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Previously we heard that upon the entering of the 10th year of the first prophecy granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 40 years of age, then he received the first revelation, and 10 years subsequent, 10 years later, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was approximately 50 years of age, we have the 10th year of the first revelation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Within this year, we heard previously that Abu Talib had passed away, and another individual, a beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, somebody who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved ever so dearly, somebody to whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved, and likewise she loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, somebody who was with always. With and protected and supported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam from the very beginning. This was none other than Sayyida, the mother of the believers, our mother, a mother to us, a mother of the believers, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yes, she was another individual who had passed away, who we shall be hearing about today, inshallah. Previously, we heard about Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passing away. Now, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radhiallahu anha, she is the first female, the first Muslimah. She is the first female Muslim to accept Islam. Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radhiallahu ta'ala anha. You know, a beautiful individual, where she married the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much, and she was always there to support the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, he brought to her grapes. Now these were not ordinary grapes, but these were grapes of Jannah. Yes, and he fed these to her. She passed away in a place known as Hajun. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was approximately 50 years of age. And Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was 15 years in age older than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was at approximately the age of 65. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he himself gives this year a name, and he calls it that this is the year of sorrow. This is the year of sorrow. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And he grieved at the passing of his blessed wife, his beloved wife, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Remember, Sayyida Khadija, radiallahu anha, she was a wife to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But she was also a mother to the children of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they had lived together for approximately about 25 years, about 25 or so years she had spent with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, to spend 1 year with somebody, remember, do not, a wife is not like spending time with somebody else. That is, you know, one thing, a friend. Yes, and even a friend, knowing a friend for 25 years, and then that friend passing away, it brings sorrow to a person. It brings grief and sadness. A person becomes sad. But a wife is much closer, much, much closer. Why? Because a wife is with you. A friend is only with you for so long, at specific or particular times. A wife is that individual who is always with a person, a partner, always with a person. And so a person would experience much more grief even, and sadness at the loss of a wife. And then when it's a blessed and beautiful wife like Sayyidah Khadijah al-Kubra radhiallahu anha, but of course Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also saddened for his very own children. Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radhiallahu anha was very, very young. And this is in fact one of the reasons the scholars give her the title of Ummu Abiha, the mother of her father. She was like the mother of a father because she took that step. Yes, she took those responsibilities, those duties, and she played the role, and she would take care of her father, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he later, yes, he marries again. He marries Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Sauda bint Zam'a radhiallahu ta'ala anha. And this was approximately in the month of Shawwal. Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radhiallahu anha, she passed away in the month of Ramadan. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved her so much. Really, he loved her so, so much. It's stated in some narrations, is mentioned, and this is stated in Sahih Bukhari, by Sayyida Aisha radhiallahu anha. She states, قالت ما غرت على أحد من نساء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما غرت على خديجة رضي الله تعالى عنها. She states, I did not envy anybody from the beloved wives of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم as I did خديجة رضي الله عنها. Remember, one thing is jealousy and another is envy. Jealousy is impermissible. Yes, it's impermissible to be jealous. Why? Because when you are jealous, you wish for somebody else to lose that benefit or that blessing that they have. Whereas when it's envy, you know, you wish, oh, if only I had that too. Yeah, so being envious is completely permissible. But she would have that, you know, she would have that wish as well, that she could also have that status, that rank in the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she said that, you know, this is how I felt. وَمَا رَأَيْتُهَا, although I had never seen her, Sayyida Aisha radhiallahu ta'ala anha, she had never seen Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radhiallahu ta'ala anha, and yet, you know, she felt this wish, like, wow, look how much she's got. Subhanallah, look how much the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves her. Wow. ولكن كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر ذكرها. I'd never seen her, but the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would regularly mention her. He would quite often, he would perform the dhikr, meaning he would remember Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radhiallahu anha. وربما ذبح الشاة, and sometimes, now this is beautiful, and sometimes the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would slaughter or sacrifice an animal, a shaa, a goat. ثم يقطعها أعضاء, and then he would cut this animal, this sacrificial animal, into pieces, this goat into pieces. ثم يبعثها في صدائق خديجة رضي الله عنها, and then he would send these pieces of meat. Yes, he would send these to the friends of Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radhiallahu anha. Allahu Akbar. He would send it to her friends. فَرُبَّمَا أُلْتُ لَهُ, And sometimes I would say to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِمْرَأَ إِلَّا خَدِيجَةٌ. It is كَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِمْرَأَةٌ إِلَّا خَدِيجَةٌ. It is as if there is no other woman in the world but Khadija. Although Sayyidah Khadija radhiyallahu anha has passed away, but yet Sayyidah Aisha radhiyallahu anha, this is what she would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you know, you act, you do the dhikr of Sayyidah Khadija, you always talk about Khadija. Always Khadija, Khadija, Khadija radhiyallahu anha. Khadija, Khadija. It's as if there is no other woman in the world. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is true love. Because remember, Sayyidah Khadija radhiyallahu anha, she had passed away by this time. She had passed away. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't need to mention her. He didn't need to remember and, you know, treat her friends in such a manner that he would, when he would offer sacrifice of an animal, he would gift this to her friends. Why? Of course, because he loved Sayyidah Khadija radhiyallahu anha. Now this is love. Allahu Akbar. He loved her so much that even after she passed away, he would remember her, even to others. Remember, this was another wife of his, Sayyidah Aisha radhiyallahu anha. This was another wife of his. But even in front of her, he would do the dhikr of Sayyidah Khadija, which shows how much, and no doubt he loved Sayyidah Aisha radhiyallahu anha very, very much. As we see in many other narrations and many other anecdotes, that is. But this shows, this was true love. When he married Sayyidah Khadija radhiyallahu anha, whilst he was married to her, he did not marry anybody else. Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidah Aisha would say, it's as if there is no other woman in the world. This is as if there's only Khadija in the world. That's it, there's nobody else. Allahu Akbar. Another narration in Sahih Bukhari, it states that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that, you know, this is Sayyidah Khadija who's coming to you, bringing you food or drink, you know, in some sort of vessel, and give her salam from her Lord. Meaning, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends her salam. Imagine this now. I say salam to you. You say salam to me. You say salam to your friends. You say, of course, salam is a greeting of Muslims, your Muslim friends, your parents, your children, whoever you may know, and giving them salam. Imagine Sayyidah Khadija radhiyallahu anha, her rank, her greatness, that when she receives salam, she receives salam, or she receives salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving her salam. Tell her Allah ta'ala is giving her salam. Wa bashirha, and also we give her the good news. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, many of us think, and we hear this, the Ashara Mubashara. These the 10 who have been given the glad tidings of Jannah. Yes, the Ashara Mubashara. Those 10 individuals who have been given and granted the glad tidings of Jannah. Now, some people think there's only 10. No, this is incorrect. There's not only 10. But the reason why these 10 have been chosen is because some of the scholars state, because all 10 have been mentioned within a single narration, within a single hadith sharif, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this person is in Jannah, this person is in Jannah, this person is in Jannah, the 10 Ashara Mubashara. Whereas there were also others who were granted also the good news of Jannah, like Sayyidina Bilal radhiyallahu anhu. There's also another Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was granted the glad tidings of Jannah radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. They said that she shall have a house in Jannah from Qasab, la sahaba fihi wa la nasab, and there shall be no sahab, there shall be no noise, there shall be no fatigue in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved her so much that stated when Sayyidah Hala radhiyallahu anha, if she would knock on the door and she would ask permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to enter, meaning to enter the home, that is, then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, mentioned here in Sahih Muslim, an Aisha radhiyallahu anha, and this is beautiful. You see, the Aisha radhiyallahu anha narrating these ahadith too. Subhanallah, she didn't need to narrate all and tell these further, but she did radhiyallahu anha. She wished to preserve the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Sayyidah Khadija رضي الله تعالى عنها. سبحان الله, that's beautiful. Allahu Akbar. Now many of these ahadiths, they are narrated by Sayyidah Aisha. She tells that yes, and then this is what happened, and then this is what I said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she, being another wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she is the one to preserve the ahadith many a time of Sayyidah Khadijah al-Kubra radhiyallahu anha. She states, قالت عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت استأذنت هالة بنت خويلد, that هالة بنت خويلد, the sister of سيدة خديجة الكبرى رضي الله تعالى عنها, سيدة هالة رضي الله تعالى عنها, that she أخت خديجة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that she sought a permission to enter the house of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. فعرف استئذان خديجة فارتاح لذلك. So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he remembered the permission being sought by Sayyidah Khadija رضي الله عنها, meaning either by her voice was that similar to Sayyidah Khadija, or her method was like that of Sayyidah Khadija رضي الله عنها, that when Sayyidah Khadija رضي الله عنها, she would seek permission, whether that's knocking on the door or whether that's behind a curtain seeking permission to enter the home, when it was done by the sister, Sayyidina Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you would hear that, it would remind him of Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. فَرْتَاحَ لِذَٰلِكَ. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then becomes overwhelmed, you can say, with emotions. He, you know, this overwhelms the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ هَالَ بِنْتُ خُوَيْلِدْ. And he would say that, Ya Allah, it is Hala, the daughter of Khuwaylid. It is Hala. And he would remember Sayyidah Khadija. And not that he would also long for Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Sayyidah Aisha radhiyallahu anha, she says, فَغِرْتُ فَقُلْتُ وَمَا تَذْكُرُ مِنْ عَجُوزٍ مِنْ عَجَائِزِ قُرَيْشِ حَمْرَاءِ الشِّدْقَيْنِ. She says that, فَغِرْتُ فَقُلْتُ, you know, I felt that also, you know, that desire, you know, to gain and wish for the blessing. We see that Khadija radhiyallahu anha also had, Allahu Akbar, I wish to have that loaf in the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam too. فَقُلْتُ, and I said, وَمَا تَذْكُرُ مِنْ عَجُوزٍ, why is it that you are remembering in an old lady, مِنْ عَجَائِزِ قُرَيْشِ, who's from the old ladies, because Sayyidah Khadija radhiyallahu anha, she passed away at the age of 65. So not only she became an old lady, and you know, she also said that حَمْرَاءِ شِدْقَيْنِ, that she had red gums, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alam, because many a time when the word red is used in Arabic, sometimes it gives another meaning. And this is something our scholars could tell us more. I didn't read anything about this exactly, but when many a time they would call a white person red, they would use the red for a person who is white. But this is how she describes Sayyidah Khadija radhiyallahu anha, and say halakat fi dahri, meaning she's passed now. I say her time is finished. Fa abdalaka Allahu khayran minha, Allah Ta'ala has given us somebody who's better than her. Now this is Sayyidah Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha will say to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now this is love, my dear viewers. This is true love. Remember, love is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon and ingrains within a person's heart. Yes, love is not, it's not beauty. People, they are not able to distinguish, and they conflate even, or they don't really understand. They are mixed up, they're deluded by that there's a difference between love and lust. Yes, love is something where it doesn't require another person to be beautiful for you to love them. A mother always loves the child, even if the child was to be disabled. It doesn't matter about the situation of the child. To the mother, it's a child. That's love. Wherever Allah Ta'ala places ingrains love, and love is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it could be somebody has some sort of aib, that a person possesses some sort of defect. It could be a facial, it could be something you could see empirical, you know, something you could actually see this defect. It may be a person has one eye, Now, if a person was to have one eye, people do not consider this to be beautiful, rather the opposite. Yes, it's contrary to beauty. I imagine a person was, the eye was to be really, you know, scary. Allahu Akbar. Or sometimes the killer of a person is not to appeal to some as it appeals to others. But yet, for that person who has, you know, is, of course it should be Islamic, but that person who loves that person, you see, they've married that person, yes? And they begin to love that person. Then that which sometimes for another is considered a defect, it might be a black mark. Sometimes as simple as a big black spot it could be. Yes, but other people think, oh, that's not a nice spot, is it? So it could just be a, you know, a big spot. Or it could be many spots. Or it could be a big mark. It could be anything. It could be a big nose, which some people consider to be a defect. Whereas, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has engraved that love into the husband and wife, let's just say, to spouses, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ingrained that love in the spouse, then that which it could be a bent nose, which to another person is considered a defect, but to this person, it's considered to be even more beautiful. Oh, I love that black spot on her face. And this is love, my dear viewers. And love is not something which is bought. Don't think, yes, I could purchase love. I'll take my wife, whether that's wife or whether it's husband, most of it's a husband taking the wife, I'll take my wife on holiday, I'll buy my wife this, I'll buy her that, and that way she's going to love me. Love is not in need of money. You could have nothing and Allah Ta'ala can grant you love. Love is something which is developed over time. It requires time and it requires the small actions, the small things in life. You know, the smile here and there, the asking about one's health here and there, noticing any change, whether it's changed in things such as jewelry. You know, has your spouse changed their jewelry, or a wife that is wear jewelry? Yes? Or have they changed their manner in, you know, some things they may perform, some things they may do? It's taking notice of these things. You know, this is how a person develops love. Love is not in need of money. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived a very, very simple lifestyle. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before Allah Sayyidah Khadija radhiallahu anha, she was rich. And in fact, another very, very important lesson to take is you shouldn't marry another person for their wealth. This is very, very important. It was only Sayyidah Khadija radhiallahu anha that was a very rich from whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had married. She was the only businesswoman from amongst the rest of them. But the difference is that Sayyidah Khadija radhiallahu anha, she asked for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hand in marriage. And she was a noble lady, one with good manners, one with good characteristics, that as soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed her, remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not very wealthy, ostensibly, outwardly, he was not very, very wealthy. But Sayyidah Khadija radhiallahu anha, she trusted him. She had some business dealings with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So you should marry another person. Remember, another thing is her age too. She was 40 years of age when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25. And all of the children, with the exception of one, Sayyidina Ibrahim radhiallahu anhu, with the exception of one child, all of the children of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were from her. And this is beautiful too, because some people think, no, you can't marry a woman older than you. No, you can marry a woman older than you. Oh, there's too much of an age difference, you're not allowed to marry. No, you can, even if there's an age difference. Especially when it's a woman, people think the lady has to be younger. No, she was 15 years older than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So she don't have to be younger. Also, some people think, no, that she's old, she's too old to have children. And if it was, yes, as a person gets older, and this is why women should have children at a young age. But remember, it is Allah ta'ala who gives children. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives children. If you have this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala can give you children no matter what your age may be. But generally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he married her at the age of 25 and he loved her ever so much. You should have that mutual respect amongst your partner your husband, wife, whatever it may be, and there should be mutual love. That's all for today. Inshallah, we shall return with more of in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Join us next time for another episode and more on the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast.